In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Dear faithful, this great vigil of Easter is a liturgy stemming from the earlier centuries of the Church. This service itself was designed by those early Christians to do what has been done for us this evening. We are on the edge of amazement and discovery with the first witnesses of Jesus' resurrection. The light of the new fire struck in the darkness, like the earthquake at the time, conveys the initiative of the sheer act of God who raised Jesus from the dead very early in the morning on the first day of the week, Sunday. The Lord grants his first appearance after his resurrection to Mary Magdalene. The news will spread like wildfire. Jesus is alive. Those four Old Testament prophecies, one way or another, contains a promise of what we celebrate tonight. The resurrection of Christ is the act of the God who created the heavens and the earth. And behold, they were very good. When sin became so rampant, it nearly destroyed the human race. God saved a remnant of man and of animals for the future with Noah and the ark. Stopping faithful Abraham for sacrificing Isaac, God provided for the once for all sacrifice of his own son for our salvation. Delivering Israel from bondage in Egypt by the Exodus at the Red Sea, God prepares the way for an even greater exodus from the bondage of sin and death. And when God commands the prophet to prophesy to the dead bones in the valley, he's giving us a glimpse of life on the other side of death and a homeland, not in earthly Israel, but in the kingdom of heaven. Tonight, I have a special thought for Zachariah, who joined the Catholic Church today at St. Patrick's. Zachariah, be assured that God loves you especially tonight. Thinking of you, we saw that what we celebrate tonight is an ongoing mystery. It reaches back to the creation and the flood, to Abraham, and to the Exodus and Moses and the prophets, and culminates in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. But it also reaches forward to every generation of the Church since the first witnesses of Jesus' resurrection. When we are baptized into Christ's death, incorporated into his crucified and now resurrected living body. All this began with a group of Jesus' followers and disciples who were terrified, grieved, and demoralized by the events of the previous week. It had begun with Jesus' triumphal entry into the holy city. This was followed by betrayal, confusion, and cowardice among the disciples, and by Jesus' own disquieting insistence to what was happening was the will of his Father, a will which he embraced as the very purpose of his life, as sons of God. And then it did happen. Beginning on Thursday, his arrest, trial, condemnation, crucifixion, and death on Friday. Even the proper preparation of his body for burial had to wait a full day because it was Saturday, the Sabbath for the Jews. So when, as early as possible on the next day, the third day, Sunday, the woman went back to his tomb to complete their final works of love toward Jesus, they found his tomb empty. There were, however, angel messengers who told them what had happened and what to do. Jesus is risen, as he said. See the place where he lay. Go tell the disciples. Dear faithful, this is so good. It simply has to be shared. On the basis of that encounter with the Lord, that's what we have to do. Share the good news of the risen Lord Jesus, who suffered for our sins and died for our salvation. And now we can share in his risen life. St. Patrick's Oratory is a place where the mystery of Christ in his death and resurrection is brilliantly set forth in liturgy, music, teaching, and I trust a community of faith immersed in these means of grace. May we here tonight continue this heritage of witness so that more and more people may come to know the joy of Jesus Christ. If you here have felt this joy for yourself, then don't be shy. Share the good news in every way you can. You can make all the difference in the world. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.